Uche, let's take it to the next. Yo, what's going on, people? It's your boy Uche with yet another video. In today's video, I want to share one of my favorite Bible passages with you guys. By far, one of my number one Bible passages, like my pillar, my everything, that a lot of my life revolves around this particular Bible passage. And I'm such a good person that I'm coming here to share this with you guys free of charge. This is in spite of all the negative things that I hear about myself in person and online. I've had people call me all kinds of things, anything but a child of God, but I promise you, I put this on everything. Uche is a good person, a really good person, probably by far one of the best people you'll ever meet in your life. And this is why I have come out here to share with you guys the secret sauce to life that I abide by. Would a bad person do this? I don't think so. So you might want to listen. You might want to pay attention, because truly, Uche, the good Uche, is here to share some knowledge, okay? And I'm going to be reading from the New International Version, so I urge you to please dust off your Bibles and go through it with me, okay? And before I read this Bible, child, let me take a sip, because now I got no mind for this one, because also now, but hey, Jesus, on your child, we sound good. This is the Holy Bible. Open it with me. This is 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 11 and 12, New International Version. I'm going to read it twice, okay? And to make it your ambition to lead a quiet life, you should mind your own business and work with your hands, just as we told you, so that your daily life may win the respect of outsiders, and so that you will not be dependent on anybody. I'm going to read it one more time for the slow-ass people all the way in the back chair. Again, because Uche is a good somebody. Don't take a cow, because some of you people will chandish in kocha, but we thank God. And to make it your ambition to lead a quiet life. Translation, shut up. Continue. You should mind your own business and work with your hands. Translation, focus on your focus and face your front. Amaka, chukwemeka, ebuka, focus on your focus and face your front. And agota, sotibo. Moving on, continue. So that your daily bread may win the respect of outsiders, and so that you will not be dependent on anyone. Translation, respect an ekwoku abrokwisha wo. Just because neshige na cha white abrosi na agenye respect. Respect is only given when it's earned. As in, after you have earned the respect, and so that you will not be dependent on any other person. Obrechi, you run to WhatsApp and start looking for somebody who will send you $100 because mama is sick. You need money for Wayek, Neko, Jump. You need this, you need that. So that you're not going to be embarrassing yourself or not borrowing money that you don't have. Or you run online because you have been diagnosed with one kind of disease like that, that you don't know how to take care of. Kidney failure, liver failure, bobo tibo. You don't have access to healthcare. You cannot afford money for surgery. Now you're running on Instagram begging for people to donate money for you. Focus on your focus. Oh. Mind your business. Oh. Face your front. Oh. Anything that has nothing to do with you, it does not have your name on it, okay? You might want to skip it and stay in your lane, and you work hard so you do not ever have to depend on anybody else but yourself. Why? Because thus says the Lord. Uche, peace and love. Nada.